弟兄姐妹过年好
Happy New Year
也谢谢你们的邀请但是没办法来
Thank you for inviting me
还记得上次我们在这里、听神的话的时候
I remember last time when we were together listening to God's words
我们大家正好在为彼得的事情伤心
All of you were feeling sorrow from the death of brother Peter.
那时候我们在思想圣经上讲到关于做门徒的事情。
That day we talked about discipleship according to the Bible.
我不是说门徒训练的这些教材啊这些东西。
I wasn't talking about the curriculums of the discipleship.
乃是说做门徒。
Is to be a disciple.
记不记得主耶稣他讲他说若有人要紧紧的跟在我的后面的话。
Do you remember that Jesus said, if someone who wants to come close to follow me,
他说就要舍己,
he has to deny himself,
而且要背起十字架来天天跟随他,
and carry his cross with him every day, follow me.
今天我们要思想的是继续的我们想做门徒的事情。
Today we'll continue to discuss the issues of being a disciple.
那么也是跟舍己有关,
have something to do with deny ourselves.
我们一起祷告好不好
Let us pray.
我们在天上的父神爱我们的主耶稣基督
Our Heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus who loves us
你让我们能够到你的面前
You let us be able to come before you
是因为你为我们定了这个日子
Because you have ordained this day for us
然后你也拯救了我们
Then you have also saved us.
你呼召我们到你的面前来。
You've called us to come before you.
你为我们预备了这个教会。
You have prepared this church for us.
让我们一起敬拜。
So that we can worship together.
让我们一起高兴。
So that we can be joyful together.
让我们一起欢喜。
So we can celebrate.
不但是我们自己。
Not only ourselves.
我们也可以把我们全家都带到你的面前。
We can bring our whole family before you.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
我们真的是说，把荣耀、赞美、感谢都归在你的面前。
We want to ascribe to you all the glory and majesty and thanks.
因为你是配得的。
Because you deserve it.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the holy name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们都知道，我们每一个人最难放下的是什么
？We all know what is the most difficult.For us to lay down.
其实就是我们自己啊。
That's ourselves.
任何东西。
Anything.
如果是紧紧的粘在这个所谓的我上面的话。
If it was closely attached to me.
那些东西我们也很难放下来。
Those things is also hard for us to put down.
记得在圣经里面当主耶稣跟那个少年官谈话的时候
Remember when Jesus was talking with the rich ruler, new rich ruler
他想要知道什么样子可以得到永生
He wanted to know how to have eternal life
如果你去看的话你发现这个人真的是一个好人哦
If you look, this guy is really a good man
他从小就守了十诫中的大部分的哈
From very young, he has obeyed most
那么是从人际关系来看
If you look at closely,
或者是他在这个世界上的为人来看
or you look at for how he be, his deeds,
那么主耶稣知道他心里面在想什么
Lord Jesus knows what he was thinking.
主耶稣就告诉他他说你要变卖你所有的周济穷人
so told, Jesus told him you have to sell everything you have to help the poor
积财宝在天上
to save your treasure in heaven
好，然后你还要来跟从我。
Then you have to come and follow me.
这个人圣经上告诉我们说，因为他的钱多啊，他没办法放下来。
So the Bible tells us this one has person has a lot of wealth, so he couldn't put down.
其实我们看见的就是他没有办法把他自己放下来。
So it is the fact he cannot put down himself.
这就是舍己。
This is self-denial.
对这个年轻人来讲。
For this young person,
因为他的名声和他的金钱和他的财物
because of his properties, his reputation and his wealth,
紧紧的粘在他的我的上面
is closely attached to him.
我不知道我们中间也许你有其他的东西粘在你的这个我的上面
Maybe you have some other things attached to me.
所以你放不下来。
So you could not lay down.
拦阻你敬拜神。
So preventing you to worship.
拦阻你亲近神。
Preventing you to be closer to God.
那么今天我们要用路加福音第十五章十一节到三十二节，我们来看一看，在这里面有两个以自我为中心的人。
So today through the passage, Luke 15, we're going to look at two self-centered persons.
我们常常对路加福音十五章第十一节到三十二节，我们的印象是什么呢？就是浪子回头的比喻哈。
Our usual impression of this passage is the returning of the prodigal son.
没有错，的的确确是浪子回头。
That is true. The prodigal son has returned.
但是呢，我想今天呢，我们能够从圣经上面，我们来一层一层的挖下去哈。
So today, I think we can look deeply, layer by layer.
我们来像挖宝一样。
It's like we're digging out the treasure.
所以我们进入本文之前，我们先要看十五章第一节到第二节。
Before we start, we need to read chapter 15, verses 1 and verses 12.
第二节
verses 1 and 2.
好，那么他我们一起来念好不好？
Let's read both verses.
他说，众税吏和罪人都挨近耶稣，要听他讲道。法利赛人和文士私下议论说，这个人接待罪人，又同他们吃饭。这两节圣经就告诉我们当时发生了什么事情。
These two verses tell us what was happening during those times.
而且我们明白为什么耶稣要讲这个比喻。
And they give us the reason why he teaches the parable.
也能够帮助我们了解本文。
So it can help us understand the main passage.
在当时有许许多多男男女女各式各样的人跟着主耶稣。
There were many people, men and women, was following Jesus.
路加福音记载当时有许多的税吏和罪人。
Is record that they are tax collectors and sinners.
这些罪人主要是在当时在道德上，特别是当我们讲到说犯淫乱的那些妓女。
And those sinners are particularly those prostitutes who commit adultery.
这些人在当时的社会上，他们是被人家瞧不起的。
Those were the people that were despised by the society.
他们的名声也很有问题。
They have poor reputation.
另外一批。特别路加记载的就是这些文士和法利赛人。
The other group was recorded here are the scribes and the Pharisees.
他们是我们现在所说的教师哈。
So they were today's term, they were the teachers.
或者是说宗教学者。
Or they were the theologians.
或者是说法律专家。
Or they were the legal experts.
因为在当时罗马人的统治之下，罗马人让以色列人呢，让犹太哈这个地方。他们用他们自己的一些方式来管理他们。
Because in those days the Romans were controlling Judea, but they let them to control their daily activities.
他准许各个民族有他们自己的制度。
They were allowed to have their own systems.
像犹太省就是犹太人的地方。
So because Judea is where the Jews lived.
那我们知道犹太人很注重摩西所颁布的律法。
We know that the Jews emphasize the Ten Commandments by Moses.
也是整维系他们整个犹太社会的很重要的一个基础。
So this is the basic foundation to maintain the Jewish community.
那么这些文士、法利赛人就是这些律法，他们认为他们自己是专家。
So these Pharisees think they are the experts of the law.
在他们的知识里面。
In their knowledge.
在他们的眼中。
In their From their eyes,
耶稣和这些名声不好的人经常搞在一堆 hang out together, huh?
So Jesus usually hang out with those people who have poor reputation.
就是这些行为不检点的人。
So those people who doesn't have a good behavior.
不但如此，圣经上告诉我们说，他们同他们一起吃饭。
Not only that, they eat together.
这对法利赛人，对这些律法师来讲是很受不了的一件事情。
This is something the Pharisees cannot tolerate.
完全不符合他们熟悉的律法。
So it's not according to their law.
因为神是圣洁的。
If God is holy.
因为神是公义的。
God is righteous.
怎么可以做这种事情？
So how can you do such things?
这是当时的背景。
This is the background.
所以主耶稣就讲了这个比喻。
That's why Jesus told the parable.
其实我自己是觉得说，主耶稣讲这个比喻是针对着他们来的。
So I think Jesus was focusing them of using this parable.
那我们现在来看到从十一节哈。
Let's just read.
在这里面有三个人物。
There are three people here.
一个是父亲。
One is the father.
一个是长子。
One is the elder son.
一个是次子。
Then there's the younger son.
就是小儿子哈。
That's the youngest one.
那么长子呢？其实主耶稣就是用来比喻这些文士和法利赛人。
So the elderly son is representing the Pharisees and the teachers.
那么小儿子，神就是用来比喻这类比这些所谓的这个税吏啦、罪人啦。
So the youngest son represents the tax collectors and the sinners.
那么在这个故事里面呢，这是主耶稣讲的一个比喻哈。
So in this parable,
那么他就说这个小儿子有一天他就对他的父亲说。
So this younger son one day told his father.
他说，请你把我应得的家业给我。
Please give me my share of the estate.
然后圣经上告诉我们说。他的父亲就把产业分给了他们。
The Bible says the father divided their properties.
照旧约人，照犹太人的规矩哈，长子是得两份。
According to the law of the Jews, the elder son has two portions.
那么小儿子呢，得一份。
So the younger son only have one.
这是他该得的。
This is what he deserves.
那么他就说，我应得的家业，你要给我。
So they give me.My share of the estate.
过了不多日，在圣经上告诉我们说，过了不多几日，小儿子就把他一切所有的都收拾起来，往远方去了，在那里任意放荡，浪费资财。
So according to the Bible, not long after that, the younger son got together all he had, set off for a distant country, and there squandered everything in the wild living.
我们看这个小儿子，他觉得这是他的权利。
So we see this younger son think this is his privilege.
这是他该得的。
This is what he deserves.
的的确确照着犹太人的律法，他是有这个权利。
So according to the law, he does have such a privilege.
当然，如果我们仔细去看的话，他的时间不太对。
But if we look carefully, that was not the right time.
这就是他的想法，就好像现在我们常常听到的别人讲哈，说啊、哦，对不起。
This is what we hear these days. People would say,
这是我的权利。
So this is my privilege.
这是我的 right.
This is my right.
你知道在电视上，我不知道你们有没有看过商业上的广告哈。
I don't know if you see some of the commercials.
这个广告它是这样讲，他说 This is my money.
In those commercials, it will say 这是我的钱。
I want it now.
我现在就要。
你们知道这是什么样的人做的广告吗？
Do you know who made those commercials?
这是保险的人做的广告啊。
That's insurance people.
他们在广告上这样子鼓吹。
So they advertise it.
所以我现在就要。
I want it now.
我爱怎么用就怎么用。
I can use it any way we wish.
因为这是我的。
Because this is mine.
我有全权来处理。
I have my all authority to do it.
所以小儿子他在这种心态之下。
So under such attitude,
其实他也是以自我为中心、啊、
He was self-centered.
他在这种心态之下，他所活出来的生活是什么呢？
So what kind of life he lived out?
就是不服管教。
Does not follow discipline.
不服约束。
Does not obey restrictions.
所以他先就是搬离开他的在他上面的 authority.
So he removed the authority that's over him.
就是管他的父亲。
So the father would discipline him.
他是以自我为中心。
He was self-centered.
当然接下来的就是一种没有规律没有纪律的放荡的生活。
So what followed is a life without discipline.
那么圣经上告诉我们说他到了远方去、啊、到远方去离他的父亲越远越好好像现在小孩子念书啊，就希望你如果住在加州他就希望到纽约去念书。
So he left far away the further the better.Just like today, the children want to go to college. If they live in California, they go to New York.
我以前就碰过一个人呢。
I met a person.
很好的一个弟兄啊。
A very good brother.
他就跟我讲，我说你怎么会跑到那边去念书哈、啊、
？So I asked him, why did you go there to study?
他知道我是在试验他。
He knows I was testing him.
他说我告诉你，我早就领会到了。
He told you I.
他说我那时候就是这样子，我的父亲在加州，我父母亲住在加州，我就是要跑到东岸去念书。
So、my parents live in California, so I want to study in the east.
我要离他们越远越好。
I want to go as far as I can.
这就是我们把我们在我们身上头上的权柄，我们把它除掉了。
So this is how we can get rid of the power over us.
这就是小儿子。
That's the younger son.
他的根本问题就是他心里面的骄傲。
So his basic problem is his pride.
他是以自我为中心的。
He is self-centered.
你知道他圣经上告诉我们说啊，他就任意放荡，浪费子财。
So he went to squander all his belongings.
就是一种没有纪律的，一种放荡的生活。
So it's undisciplined life.
没有约束的。
There's no restrictions.
很有意思的，就在这里，圣经上没有提到啊，他跟妓女。把他的钱财花掉。
It wasn't mentioned in the Bible. He spent his money with the prostitutes.
就是在道德上面犯罪。
In other words, he committed moral sin.
但是如果我们翻到后面，当他讲到他哥哥哈对他的评论的时候
，If you go back and look at what his father said about him,
他的哥哥，第三十节啊，我念给你们听啊，他说：“但你这个儿子和娼妓吞进了你的产业。”他一来了，你倒为他宰了肥牛肚。
But when this son of yours, who has squandered your property with the prostitutes, comes home, you kill the fattened cow for him.
我过去总以为这个哥哥啊故意诬告他。
I thought maybe the brother was falsely accusing him.
我现在觉得不是了。
But I don't think so now.
因为那是主耶稣讲的一个比喻。
Because that's a parable set by Jesus.
所以主耶稣就是讲，他的的确确在那边，他不但是他的任意放荡、浪费子财里面，也包括他和娼妓一起花掉了他的产业。
So this is what Jesus said, that not only he went to squander his belongings and everything.Lived an undisciplined life. He also spent money on the prostitutes.
所以主耶稣就是告诉我们，他就是这个样子。
So this is the way that Jesus told us.
这就是他一种生活形态。
That's his lifestyle.
完全是以他自己为中心的。
It's completely self-centered.
有一个年轻人。
There was a young man.
长得很帅。
He's handsome.
真的是蛮帅的。
He's pretty handsome.
不但是女的看他帅。
Not only women look at him,
连男的都看他帅。
Even men think he's handsome.
但是这个人他在性道德上面非常非常差。
But he has a very poor moral values for sexual behavior.
非常不检点。
He doesn't control himself.
我问他为什么有这种生活方式。
I asked him why does he have such a lifestyle.
他讲了一句话，我真的是。我以前听过另外一个年轻人跟我讲。
He told me something which I have heard before from another person.
我惊奇的就是他告诉我他是个基督徒。
But what surprised me, he said he was a Christian.
他说我的身体是我的。
It's my body is mine.
他说我的感情也是我的。
My emotions are mine.
我爱给谁我就给谁。
Who I want to give to it, I will give it to it.
所以他很迷茫。
So he's pretty confused, lost.
他问我。
He asked me.
他说有没有别的办法可以绕过这个东西
？Is there any way so that I can bypass it?
我告诉他，我说只有一个办法，就是你要到主耶稣的面前认罪悔改。
So I told him there's only one way: come before Christ and confess and repent.
弟兄姐妹记得吗？主耶稣告诉我们，做门徒第一件事情要要求我们舍己。
Do you remember Christ asked us as a disciple, the first thing is to deny ourselves.
就是把我们自己放下来。
So it's lay down ourselves.
小儿子的意念就是 everything, 用英文讲就是 everything is mine.
So this little, the younger son, what he thinks is.我有的就是都是我的。
你们啊、我们中间年轻人啊，我现在慢慢发现应该要注意到你们年轻人啊。你们有没有看过这个 Find 啊、叫做什么 Nemo？ 看过这个电影没有
？The young people have you seen a movie called Nemo？
Find Nemo。
Find Nemo。
看过啊
？Movie。
你记不记得那里面的这个那些海鸥他们怎么叫？
Do you remember how those sea gulls?
他们怎么叫
？How did they sing?
Mine, 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 mine. 你们有没有注意到
？Have you heard it?
因为他们跟那个另外一个鸟抢这个鱼，对不对？
Because they were fighting over the fish.
我觉得这个电影很讽刺啊，他就说卖卖卖卖卖，所以那些海鸥就是在那边卖卖卖卖卖，就是我的。
So all they said was my my my.
我们从圣经上面我们就看见那个少年官。
So we can see this young rich man from the Bible.
他的问题就是他觉得他拥有这个金钱。
He thought he owes the money. He owns the money.
所以我爱怎么花就怎么花。
I can spend as I wish.
我们也看见有很多人他觉得我的身体是我的。
So some people think my body is mine.
所以我爱怎么做我就怎么做。
So I do whatever as I wish.
这两件事情搞在一起之后。
When you put these two together.
我们就让他看见，我们就看见他连箴言上面所讲的。那一句话说他到最后连一块饼都没有了。
So this you combine that together, it's just like said in the Proverbs, to the end he has not even a single piece of bread.
他刚开始有钱的。
He was rich.
但是他犯了淫乱的罪。
But he commits sin.
圣经上在箴言里面告诉我们说，他说你这个惹别人的妻子哈，他说你跟别人发生关系除了你的菜袋以外，他说你到最后会变成只剩下一块饼。
So the proverb tells you, if you commit adultery with somebody else's wife, all you have left is just one piece of bread.
这个年轻人他连一块饼都没有了。
And this young man doesn't even have a piece of bread.
他想吃猪所吃的豆荚。
He longs to eat the pot to use to feed the pigs.
都没有人给他。
And yet nobody will give it to him.
我们再从第二十五节开始看。
Let's go start with verse 25.
我们现在看看这个老大。
Now we look at the elder son.
这个大儿子呢，主耶稣比喻他是文士和法利赛人。
So he represents, according to Jesus, the Pharisees and the teachers.
大儿子正在田里面，他回来，离家不远，听见作乐跳舞的声音。
The older son was in the field. When he came near the house, he heard the music and dancing.
他就觉得很奇怪，为什么家里面喜气洋洋的？
So he was very surprised. How come they're celebrating?
像过年一样啊！
It's like go through the
house. 啊，记不记得？我记得我以前小的时候，过年的时候，我父母亲讲，所有的灯都要打开哈。
I remember when we were celebrating New Year, we have to turn all the lights on.
然后家里面都贴得红红的，是不是？
We
喜气洋洋。
Color of red representing happiness.
原来他发现。是他弟弟无灾无病回来了。
So he discovered that his son and his brother came back safe and sound.
我们看大儿子的反应。
Let's see the older son's response.
在二十八节。
Verse 28.
大儿子却生气不肯进去。
So the older brother became angry and refused to go in.
他对谁不高兴呢？
Was he not unhappy with?
他对谁不高兴啊？
Was he not happy with whom?
他对他的父亲不高兴。
He was unhappy with his father.
为什么不高兴呢？
Why isn't he happy?
我们从他后面来看啊，二十九节。
Let's see from verse 29.
他说，他对父亲说，我服侍你这多年，从来没有违背过你的命。
So he answered his father, look, all these years I have been serving you for you and never disobeyed you.
你并没有给我一只山羊羔，叫我和朋友一同快乐。
Yet you never gave me even a young goat, so I could celebrate with my friends.
我们看见没有？他就告诉他的父亲，他说：“我啊，服侍你这么多年，你从来没有给我什么东西。
”So he told his father, "I have served you so many years, you have not given me anything."
他说：“我也从来没有违背过你的命令。
”I have never disobeyed your orders.
看我得到了什么？
So what do I get?
你并没有给我什么。
You did not give me any.
你也没有叫我和我的朋友一同快乐。
You did not let me and my friends.
看起来这个老大也是以自我为中心的。
So you can see this older son is also self-centered.
圣经没有讲啊。
The Bible didn't say.
但是我们从这个内容我们可以看呢，他的表现就是说，我就是不高兴。
So from the content, we can see he's just saying, I'm just not happy.
我不要和你一同庆祝。
I do not want to celebrate with you.
我。
It's I.
最后一个我是我把它加上去的啊。
The last I is what has to add.
因为我们 by implication, 我们可以看见它就是我我我我我。
Yeah. So this is what it implied. It's all me.
你知道我就想到在圣经里面另外有一位他也曾经搞过五次的我。
Now we can remember in the Bible there's another one who also said I five times.
这就是在以赛亚书里面当他讲到撒旦的时候。
That this is in the book of Isaiah talking about Satan.
撒旦他也讲了五次我我我我我。
He also said five times I.
在十四章哈，你们如果要看，你们要回去可以去看。
It's Isaiah chapter 14.
那么到了三十节的时候，他就告诉他的爸爸，他说：“但是你这个儿子。”
So in verse 30, he said, "But this son of yours."
这个大儿子，因为他的小儿子回来无灾无病。父亲这样子还这样子对他，他不但是把他所有的钱财该他的份都拿光了，都花光了，然后回来，哇，他的父亲还这样子对待他。
So you know this younger son who not only spend all his share, the money of his father, when he comes back safe and sound, and his father treated him so well.
想想看，本来他儿子没有回来的时候，我想大概还没事啊。
But if you think before the younger son came home, everything was fine.
但是当他的小儿子的事情一碰到他的时候，
when his younger son ran home, just ran into him. 那是 demonstration.
有没有看到啊？
Did you see it?
还是你刚才打瞌睡了？
Or you were just fall asleep.
这是很值得你看的。
That's worth of you looking.
你知道我们拿一个杯子，你有没有被人家撞过？
When you hold a glass, have you been run into by people?
当你被人家一撞的时候，你的杯子里面是什么东西，出来就是什么东西。
So when somebody run into you, what is in your cup? Spill it out, or whatever it is.
你的杯子里面如果是黑的水，
If you have black water,
出来绝对不会是白色的。
So spit out will not be white water.
你的水如果是烫的，
If the water was hot,
你被人家撞的时候跑出来的绝对不会是冷水。
So when other people spit out won't be cold water.
所以很多时候当我们跟人家一碰撞的时候，
So when we run into people,
这个就好像这个大儿子一样，
Just like the older son.
这个小儿子的事情没有碰到他的时候，
When this younger son did not run into him,
没事的。
There's nothing.
大家都好，你好，我好。
Everybody's fine. You're fine. I'm fine.
但是当他这个小儿子的事情一碰到他的时候，
When the younger son ran into him,
就把他儿子所有里面的心事全部挖出来了。
So it poured out all what he's been thinking, keeping thinking inside.
兄姐妹，我们是不是这个样子？
So brothers and sisters, are we like this?
我刚才因为怕这个肥年弟兄们怕他的圣经被水弄湿了，所以我没有很大力的撞他。
So the pastor didn't run into me very hard.
你知道这个大儿子是以自己为中心的。
So you know this older son is also self-centered.
看起来他很听话。
He looks like he's pretty obedient.
他也很遵守律法。
He followed the law.
但是他是为了他自己。
But he did for himself.
当这个事情发生在他身上的时候，
When this thing happens to him,
我们才能够看见原来他是为了他自己。
Then we can truly see he was only for himself.
所以当他事情凡事顺利的时候，
So when things are fine with him,
他就很高兴，
He can be happy.
他就感谢神，
He thank God.
当他不顺利的时候，
But things run not according to his will.
不顺着他的心的时候，
That's according to his will.
他就抱怨，
He will complain.
甚至常常的指责别人。
So often days he would accuse other people.
他很多时候对神带着一种恐惧的心理。
Often times he has fear heart towards God.
生怕做错了事情。
He's afraid to do things wrong.
犯了律法得罪神。
Not want to violate the law, sin against God.
他也常常以守律法为理由不接纳别人。
He also not receive people by using law as excuse.
抱怨神，
complain God.
不接纳别人。
Do not receive others.
指责别人的错误。
Accuse others' mistakes.
在哪里他都要想要显明他自己是对的。
So wherever he wants to show himself to be right.
这是老大他自己的自我为中心所带出来的另外一种生活方式。
So this is another lifestyle brought lived out by the older son.
这就是法利赛人和文士在圣经上面记载最有名的所谓的我们叫做假冒为善的生活。
So this is the life that lived out by the Pharisees and the teachers, what we called the hypocrites.
大儿子他的自我为中心。
So the older son is self-centered.
表现出来的就是这样。
This is how it shows up.
不顺他的心，他就不高兴。
When not according to his will, he won't be happy.
他就是不进家门。
He would not enter the house.
他也不愿意见他自己的弟兄。
He would not want to see his younger brother.
他对他的父亲不高兴。
He's complaining to his father.
其实就是冲着神来的。
Actually, he was complaining toward God.
那么我们现在在教会里面，我们的在我们人当中、朋友当中，我们可以看得到这些事情。
So we can see this in our church, in us, in our friends.
甚至我们可以看见又吵又哭又闹。
So we see people who would quarrel, who would cry, who would
甚至有苦读
even bitter,
到了最后一个地步甚至怀疑天父
to the point we even doubt our godly father,
怀疑他的话
doubt his words,
连教会都不来了
doesn't even come to church.
他们的讲话他们讲的是什么呢
what do they say?
他说我已经信你了
I believe in him.
我已经决志了
I have committed.
看到我为你做这个做那个了。
You see, I have done this for you, I have done that for you.
看起来都是白做了。
Looks like I did everything in vain.
所以我们认为神不公平。
So we think God is unjust.
不是他不公平。
It's not he is not just.
乃是我们心里面不平。
But it's in our heart, we don't tolerate.
自我为中心。
So it's self-centered.
带出了两种不同的生活形式。
There are two different lifestyles.
但是当你一碰他的时候
But when you run into him,
你就把所有的东西通通都蹦出来了。
So you spell out all the things.
特别是在老大的身上。
Especially the older son.
我们看见小儿子他也里面有罪恶。
We see their evilness in the young.
我们也看见假冒为善。
We also see the hypocrisy.
所以弟兄姐妹，人真正的问题不在我们外面所表现出来的。
So brothers and sisters, our problem is not what we show outwardly.
我们人真正需要处理的是在我们里面的那个罪的问题。
What we really should manage is the sin inside of us.
我们看一下箴言第二十七章。
Let's go to Proverbs 27.
箴言二十七章，我们从十九节看到二十二节。
Proverbs 27:19-22。
这段经文很有意思啊。
This is a very interesting passage.
找到了吗？箴言十九啊，箴言二十七章十九节到二十二节。
Proverbs 27:19-22。
好，我们一起来念，好不好？
Read together.
水中照脸，彼此相扶。人与人心也相对，阴间和灭亡永不满足，人的眼目也是如此，鼎为炼银，炉为炼金，人的称赞也试验人，你虽用杵将他将愚昧人与打碎的麦子一同倒在臼中，他的愚昧还是离不了他。好，我们就念到这里哈。我觉得这个所罗门呢、啊我以前自己在看箴言的时候，我常常觉得所罗门好像脑筋乱想一起，一下想这个，一下想这个，一下想这个。
When I used to study Proverbs, I think Solomon seems to be scattered. He thinks something here, something there.
我慢慢发现不是的。
Then I realized that's not true.
圣灵感动他。
The Spirit moved him.
把他很多东西一堆一堆的写下来了。
So he can write things in groups.
在这里他告诉什么叫做水中照脸呢、啊、
So what is now he is saying in verse 19 is water reflects a face.
英文很好啊，英文就告诉我们当你用水在照的时候你看到的是什么。
So when you look into the water, what do you see?
看到的是你的脸。
So So you look at your face.
但是他接下去他说人与人心也相对，他说是我们的人心，我们就知道那个人是什么样的人。
So a man's heart reflects the man.
然后接下去他就告诉我们说我们人的眼目啊，永远不会满足的。
So then he tells us we can never satisfy our eyes.
为什么我们人的眼目永远不会满足？
Why we can't satisfy?
因为我们的心是永远不会满足的。
Because our heart can never be satisfied.
因为我们的心是贪的。
Because our heart is greedy.
不是眼睛啊。
It's not our eyes.
你有没有想过，你眼睛想要看什么，其实是你心里面想要看那个东西。
So have you thought about when your eyes want to see, it's actually your heart wanted to see.
这种事情，箴言里面告诉我们说，你就是把它捣碎了，好像跟麦子一起把它捣碎了，它仍然还是脱离不了。
So the Proverbs, even you grind this with the wheat, yet you cannot remove the folly.
我们没有办法除掉这个。
We cannot get rid of it.
没有一个人可以把我们心里面的那个自我、骄傲、那个罪拿掉。
No one can get rid, take away the sin of the pride and the self from us.
大儿子和小儿子是一样的。
So the younger son and the older son, they're all the same.
只不过是他们的生活形态不同。
But they have a different lifestyle.
但是他们两个都需要认罪悔改。
But both of them need to confess and repent.
弟兄姐妹，你是哪一个儿子？
So brother and sister, which son are you?
我们人的自大和骄傲，
Our arrogance and pride,
常常会被假冒为善遮盖住，
Often covered by hypocrisy.
弟兄姐妹，如果有一件事情，
So brothers and sisters,
如果有一件事情，
If there's one thing,
或者有一个人，
Or one person,
碰撞了你，
Run into you,
你要注意你的杯子里面是什么东西。
You need to be careful what you have in your cup.
你从洒出来的东西你就看得见了。
You can see it from what's spilled out.
你嘴巴里面冒出来的就是你看见了。
So what you speak of from your mouth is what you can see.
我们不要去看别人。
Don't look at other people.
你看见当人家碰你的时候，在教会里面很容易相撞的啊。
So we can run into each other in the church.
是不是啊？
Is that true?
如果你们不相撞的话，那你们这个教会很冷淡的。
So if you don't run into each other, then I think
会有事情的。
Will
一定会碰撞的嘛。
I'm sure it will rain.
任何人任何教会都是一样的。
Every church is the same.
但是我们要注意的是从我里面洒出来的是什么东西。
What we need to be careful is what's going to spill out from us.
如果是很烫的水的话，
If it's hot water,
你会把人家烫死的。
So it can hot can hurt people.
你要认罪悔改。
So we need to confess and repent.
你要舍己，
we need to deny ourselves.
你才能够紧紧地跟在主耶稣的后面。
Then you can follow Christ closely.
你才能够紧紧地跟着他做他的门徒。
Then you can only closely follow him and be his disciple.
你才会真正地懂得天天背起他的十字架来是什么意思。
Then you can really understand the meaning of carry your cross.
当你明白了这个天天背起十字架的真理的时候，
When you understand the true meaning of carrying your own cross,
我告诉你主耶稣讲的话你都会懂的。
Then you will understand what Jesus said.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
爱我们的主耶稣，
That Jesus Christ will love us.
我们不知道你为什么这样子爱我们。
We don't know why you love us.
我们也不知道你为什么为我们舍命。
We don't know why you sacrifice your life for us.
只有当我们在你面前，我们想要舍己的时候，
When we come before you, when we think about denying ourselves,
我们才知道我们真的是需要你自己的救恩。
Then we know we truly in need of you and your salvation.
谢谢你。
We thank you.
我们这样子祷告，奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.